This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now on the phone, I'm talking with Michael Wilton, Whip, as he's well known. Digital Noise Alliance is out now with Queensryche. Got to see them open for Judas Priest. Like, felt like right as the world was starting to open up. It was actually kind of a magical experience, man. It was like it felt like a return to the world. And they're going to be coming back to town, man. This Wednesday, a homecoming. They're going to be playing the Neptune along with Marty Friedman. You know Marty Friedman from Megadeth, and he's going to be bringing his solo material to the Neptune. But right now I'm talking with Michael Wilton. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm just in a bus heading up the West Coast. Yeah, you know, this tour is going great. We're really happy. We've got a very diverse package coming up, which is their Bay Area Thrashers.
Yeah.
And old school, really cool guys. And then we got Marty Friedman, you know, guitarist extraordinaire, ex-Megadeth. He brought his band, really talented musicians, and that's really awesome, you know. So it's a really cool show. It's a great show, and, you know, we just hope everybody can check it out.
Absolutely, man. So I'm stoked to see the show. You know, you guys are a Northwest band, so I want to go back a little bit in time here. So something that, you know, I didn't get to go to these shows, but something that I've kind of discovered is that, you know, while Seattle is so lauded for, like, the birth of grunge and all these things, it seems like the East Side was the birth of, like, metal, or at least kind of a renaissance for metal in the early 80s, specifically at the skate rink. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, when we were, young teenagers, you know, 18, 19, whatever, you know, on the radio was like fluff. It was pop radio and hits and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were kids, you know, we wanted to play loud guitars. We wanted to rock, you know, so we were going to the local record stores, 206 Records, and we'd look in the import section, you know, and check out all these, this like British invasion and mm-hmm. European invasion of metal. And that's what we were into. You know, we were into high energy stuff. We were, you know, listening to Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, Deep Purple, Accept, Tigers of Pantang. Yep. I mean, you name it. And, you know, as well as, you know, we had the influence of the Pink Floyd, yes, and Genesis and
sure.
that as well. But as guitar players, you know, teenage guitar players, you know, we didn't want to play top 40. We wanted to rock.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man. And so you guys found a place over there in the skate area arena, and they had, you know, the Northwest Metal Fest. And I was actually given a gift of an old flyer of a Northwest Metal Fest featuring Queensryche. It was so badass.
I know. Those were the early days. That's before we had the name Queensryche. I think we were known as the Mob, or, you know, those are kind of like the high school garage band days.
Absolutely, man. So, I mean, it's been a long time since then, but thinking back to that time, you know, do you remember the first time hearing your band on KISW?
Yeah, I was working at a, electronics firm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the back room, they had a radio up on the wall.
Yeah.
And we had been, you know, moonlighting, recording at Triad Studios in Redmond, Washington.
Okay.
This EP, right? Graveyard Shift. And working big, you know, Easy Street Records, which I think there's still a,
yep,
a Easy Street Records
over in West Seattle.
Right. Yeah. The owners picked up our demo and pressed it, you know, and we called it 206 Records.
Yeah.
And, I'm in the back room and all of a sudden said, here's this band. They're really hot right now. And they played Queen of the Reich. I'm like going, oh my God. And then, you know, KISW, I remember, I don't know if it was Chris or Jeff, if they went on the air or did something like that.
Yeah.
They asked us if we were satanic or something.
That's amazing, man.
But yeah, but, when it came out, nobody thought it was us, you know, these guys from the East Side. They all thought, we got an interview in a British magazine called Kerrang, and
mm-hmm.
they have a section called Armed and Ready.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us, you know, a great review and loved the EP. And nobody in the Seattle area thought it was us. They thought it was some European band.
They're like, those guys? No way. What's going on? You know, that's hilarious and awesome.
Yeah, so, things just started to happen. And, it's like, I remember, we were a touring rock band, and we were just trudging our way through the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had a record deal with EMI Records.
Mm-hmm.
and opening up for vast different bands, going to Europe and playing. We played Monsters of Rock. We did so much stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think it was, 97 when the whole grunge thing started to happen. And it's like, but what's interesting is like, we knew all those guys, like the Alice in Chains guys.
Yeah.
And, it's like they were all in the same rehearsal halls and everything. We just kind of took off early. They started their own, big phenomena. And it's like, we managed to just trudge through that and keep doing what we're doing. Obviously, a lot of road bumps, but, we're still doing it today.
Absolutely. And with so much energy, and like the live show is incredible. You play the hits, you obviously play all the hits that everybody wants to hear, but this new album, Digital Noise Alliance, you guys still have a ton of energy, and just like, it seems like you guys have like, it's almost like a rebirth. Would you agree with that?
It's something that we're just, he's right. We know no other. And,
totally.
What's great about this tour is, we're supporting the DNA record and we're playing five from the album.
Yeah, I don't want to keep you all day. Obviously, you're on the road. So I'm curious about, 3 years ago this month, the world lockdown. How did you stay sane during, the pandemic, during COVID and all that? Did you guys just get started on this record?
Not really. I mean, it was a really crappy time, a very dark time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole entertainment industry was kind of deemed, you know, unnecessary by the government, right? So, and you know, venues were shutting down, people were going out of business, and it was really a crappy time. Mm-hmm. So we just weathered our way through it. But, you know, when once it was deemed safe to travel and, we congregated and decided to write the Digital Noise Alliance album. And I think, you know, there was a lot of heaped up vented energy from the pandemic, obviously. Mm-hmm. But look, we were just like every other person, not knowing what the future held for us. And we just survived.
Absolutely, man. And thinking back to those dark days, you know, when maybe you don't know what's up next, you know, there's always music, right? But even if you're not making it, you can listen to it. What's an album that you can go to and put on and it'll bring you to a good spot? You know, something that's like an old standby.
Well, you know, my days are different now that I've, you know, been doing this for over 40 years. But my mornings, I get up, I have two espressos, and I listen to classical music. I listen to Andre Segovia, which is kind of odd. And then, you know, as the day progresses, I get more into like 70s music. And then, mm-hmm. you know, by the evening, I'm into hard rock and metal.
There we go. Kind of ease into the day. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that, man. So my one of my last questions is, you know, obviously this is a Northwest radio show. You know, you guys are a Northwest band. If you had to pick one or two, what are your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Oh my gosh, probably Jimi Hendrix, I guess. Love Heart. And I love Soundgarden. They had a great run and, you know, some great albums. And Alice in Chains, you know, I know Jerry very well. I've golfed with him before. It's, you know, the Pearl Jam guys, you know, they're all still going strong, you know, and it's like, I think it's great that so much creativity came out of the Northwest,
you know,
and I think, you know, it may be partly due to the weather that, you know, it's always overcast and it's always, you know, raining just enough to irritate you. And it's, you know, so people aren't outside, you know, that much. So they're in their dark chasms of a household or living place and just, you know, playing guitar and writing music.
Absolutely, man. So out of that darkness comes like this awesome energy, and it always has. So thank you for taking the time. My last question for you, dude, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got the scar, Whip.
Let's see, I've got one on my knee. When I was a teenager, I was working near some railroad lines, and we were pulling out, those spikes.
Oh, yeah, railroad spikes, yeah.
The thing, the apparatus that we're using snapped and got me in the leg. And I still have a little scar there. So that's my scar.
There you go, man. Well, you continued on, and luckily it wasn't one of your fingers, you know, keeps you whipping with guitar. So you're all good, man. Again, this coming Wednesday, as you're hearing this, it's going to be at the Neptune alongside Marty Friedman. And what was the opening band again? Trauma, right?
Trauma. They're old school Bay Area thrashers. They're awesome.
Awesome, man. Trauma. Marty Friedman and the mighty Queensryche. Michael Wilton, Whip, thank you so much for taking the time, man. Have a good one.
Yes, thanks for supporting the Reich, and thank you for supporting live music.
Absolutely, man. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.